You never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
The other day, I was standing on Madison Avenue in the rain waiting for a bus, and as this bus driver bore down on me, I signaled for him to stop. And you know, instead of stopping, he went right by, went through a puddle and splashed mud all over me. Was that you?
Sunday night in the Big Apple, and this is the place to be, the Taxi Dave Show. I'm Taxi Dave, and I'm with Claire, broadcasting from a secret location in the studio in Tribeca. From the iHeartRadio studios is the infamous John McDonough. How you doing, Johnny? Welcome
yeah.
back.
Hey, John.
And JFK Mike.
Yes.
Hey,
okay.
Mike.
Hey, Claire. Hey, Claire.
So for those of you who are thinking about turning to the Giants game, you're a day early. They're playing tomorrow night. You can listen to the Taxi Dave Show, okay? And I'm saying that because we got some emails from the tailgaters at 6L at Giants Stadium. So, or I should say Metro Stadium, whatever it's called. All right, so hello to you guys. A shout-out. And by the way, 25 points for the Jets. Oh, wait a second. No, they lost by 25 That's points. Right. Yeah. That's what it was today.
If the Jets owned the funeral parlor, nobody would die.
Dave, the main thing to know is what was the spread?
Infinity.
Very, very good. So anyway, you had heard one of my stories about going to a dealer for an oil change. By the time, you know, he said I needed the internal filters changed. That cost $10, and it cost me $279. Well, you think I'd learned my lesson. I've been going to a different dealer, and it's been pretty good for oil changes. You know, I bought the car, my first new car. So, anyway, it's been going good. I called up last week, and I said, I need an oil change. What's the best time to bring it in? Well, if you bring it in between 3 and 5, you will go in and out. That is always the best time. We have the least amount of cars on the lifts. I'm like, great. Got there at 3:15. And they have a TV, and they have hot chocolate and coffee, you know, very, very nice. And the news is on, the hurricane news last week. And a half hour goes by, an hour goes by, an hour and a half goes by. I go up to the desk, and I say, is there some mistake? I mean, is my car ready, and you just forgot to tell me? No, computer shows are still working on it. 2 hours go by, 2.5 hours for a stinking, lousy oil change.
You were at the back of the line.
And I know that people who came into the waiting room after me left before me.
What, were they bringing the oil in from Houston? I mean, what?
Yeah, so, so word to the wise. You know, in all honesty, I have to tell you, the guy who took the order to do the oil change felt so bad, he didn't charge me for the oil change.
Oh.
So I got out, and the first thing I did was go to clean my windows with the windshield washer fluid, and it was empty. So
yikes.
They might have changed the oil. They might have. I don't know. I guess they did. This is the first night. My mother's not going to call after the radio show. She is on her first cruise with a bunch of other young ladies. A friend of mine recently got back from a cruise, and as much as I had talked about Norwegian cruise lines in the past, how great they are, according to my friend, you know, you might see a lot of nice commercials, but he's not very happy with the cruise he came back on. So anyway, I don't know, I'm just throwing that out there. But I'm so glad John McDonough is back in the studio because he's been all over. He's been up in Boston. He was out in, they flew him out to Ireland. How did that go out in Ireland, John?
Well, it was something called the Electric Picnic, 50,000 tickets for electronic dance music. And, of course, that's where I fit in, talking about yellow cabs, out in the field in Ireland. And I mean, it was all right. They paid for the flight. They put me up. But as your people would say, never again. I am not heading back to the field in the middle of Ireland. But that was just one of many things that went on in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, what else went on?
Well, the show I'm doing that used to be called Cabdivis is now going off-Broadway to the Irish Repertory Theater. And they've renamed it Off the Meter and On the Record. So I'll be doing 5 weeks from October 6th to November 5th. And it's an hour and 15 minutes talking about the last 40 years of driving a yellow cab here in New York City. And it's going to be from Wednesday through Sundays with matinees on Wednesdays and Sundays. And if you just go to irishrep.org, you can get a ticket, or cabdivis.com. But it's a fantastic opportunity. And because of the Taxi Dave show, one of your listeners, Carolyn Protz, had an email from the Daily Show, and she said, would I mind sending my information to them? And I shot 8 hours with them last week, and it's supposed to air in the last 2 weeks of October. Now, two things are going to happen in the editing room. I could be the most hated cab driver in America, or one of the funnier ones. Now, we'll know at the end of October. But just the opportunities that
you're not on my show because of your good looks, John.
Well, that's it. But the opportunities I've been given now, just in the past 3 weeks, have been just unbelievable. So I'm going to ride this fare as long as it goes.
Outstanding. You deserve it. Your show is hysterical.
And I have a director now, and they actually went to a garage I used to work at, 55 Stand on Vernon Boulevard, with a U-Haul truck, and they took all the parts out of there, doors, hoods, chassis, and they're building the whole stage as a cab for a broken-down cab driver. So the stage, I haven't seen it yet, but they're building it now as we speak. So, like, this is real Broadway. This is
Speaking of real Broadway, is it true somebody told me they saw something about you in Playbill? You know, that
magazine
they give you at every Broadway show?
Yeah, they're advertising. Oh, they did a write-up about that the show was going to the Irish Rep on 132 West 22nd Street. And, you know, it was a good write-up. But and they tell you, there's going to be a press night. If the New York Times gives a good review, then the show gets extended. If it doesn't, they told me they have a wall downstairs where they shoot guys who get bad reviews. So it could go one or two ways. So we'll see.
Okay, see?
I'm sure it'll
From go. Driving a cab to international fame. It could happen to you. That's why you should drive a cab.
Yeah. Overnight success. 40 years driving a cab. Yeah,
that's right. An overnight success. You know, you said my people. I don't know what you meant by that. Never again.
Yes, what the hell do you mean by that, John, sitting in the corner over there?
What do you mean by that, John?
I know Noah's throwing stuff at me in the back there.
A listener named Marty sent me a joke called The Jewish Arranged Marriage. A good Hasidic family is concerned with that their 30-year-old son is unmarried, so they call a marriage broker and ask him to find their son a good wife. The broker comes over to the house, spends a long time asking questions, and the parents asking questions, what they want in the daughter-in-law. They give him a long shopping list of requirements. The marriage broker takes a long time. Finally, he visits the family and tells them of a wonderful woman that he's found for their son. He says she's just the right age. She keeps a kosher home. She attends synagogue. She knows the prayers by heart. She's a wonderful cook. She loves children. She wants a large family. And to crown it off, she's gorgeous. After hearing this, the family's very impressed and begins to get excited about the prospects of a wedding of their son in the near future. But the son pauses and asks inappropriately, "Is she also good in bed?" And the marriage broker answers, "Some say yes, some say no."
Very good.
Taking a poll.
Dave, we got a few more football scores real quick. 25-6, 16-3, and 14-7.
Good. And I just want you to know 83.7% of all statistics are made up.
Yes.
And what are we doing here? My God. That's right. Transportation, taxi. There we go.
The UN is in town. God help us. It's all over.
That's
the
right.
UN.
This coming week, that's right, the United Nations General Assembly is in town.
The UN.
Obviously, you know, there'll be closures all over the UN, usually First Avenue and in the 40s, but you never know which hotels the dignitaries are staying at, and they close the routes from those hotels to the United Nations to help them get through traffic. Speaking of traffic, and you mentioned one of our listeners, Carolyn Prutz. She had sent in a blog from a gentleman named Kevin Morris, and it's called thinkurbanism.com. That's the name of the general blog, and he did something on New York City taxi medallions. I'm going to paraphrase and take, you know, like two sentences from each page, and I just want you to hear what he wrote. Doesn't own a medallion, not in the taxi industry, okay? Along with the licensing of cab drivers, the city also caps the number of cabs available in the city. In order to drive a cab in New York City, a driver must own, rent, one of the fixed number of taxi medallions. There's a cap of just under 13,600. The medallion program, dating back to the 1930s, arose thanks to the enormous number of cabs flooding the streets, inducing congestion, intense fare competition, and reckless driving. I don't think the city was wrong to artificially constrict the supply of taxi medallions in the city. There's a 50-cent tax on each fare that's paid to the MTA to help the lower classes. It's a system that worked. The city circumvented the free market for taxis, but in return received concrete public benefits. In New York, the new app hail taxis are treated completely different from the traditional street hail yellows. These companies are classified as for-hire vehicles, the same classification as limousines, rather than taxicabs. However, they are not subject to the same supply restrictions as taxicabs. On the ground, of course, this distinction between Ubers and taxis disappears. Imposing no limits on app-based companies, the city has effectively removed the cap for all cabs in the city. In the past, drivers unable to secure a taxi medallion were unable to drive passengers for fares. Now all they have to do is sign up with Uber. Predictably, this has led to an undoing of the public benefits of supply restriction. More people are leaving buses and subways for private vehicles, leading to an increase in average times in Manhattan as congestion has grown even worse. The increased congestion associated with the effective removal of caps on New York City cabs is a policy issue, and as such can be debated in terms of benefits and costs. The treatment of medallion owners, however, is not an issue of policy. It's an issue of justice, and the city ought to be ashamed of how it's acted, or rather, failed to act. In 2014, the city sold 350 new medallions and received a total of $359 million. That money went directly into the city's budget, financing any number of projects around the city. Individuals and firms alike could justify buying such expensive medallions because they knew that they would have a steady stream of income thanks to the relative scarcity of options available to their customers. Thanks to the effective elimination of caps in New York, those same medallions are worth less on the secondary market today. Many of those who took out loans to finance their purchases have defaulted. Today, the city's inaction has debased the very product from which they profited. Certainly, the purchases of the medallions in 2014 should bear some of the brunt of their bad investments because the city never guarantees that the medallions would retain their value. The city profited from selling a bill of goods by knowingly selling medallions whose value in large was part dictated by the cap imposed by the city, and then removing that cap, the city swindled the buyers. While the city doesn't bear the responsibility to make the purchases entirely whole, they do have an ethical obligation to come to the table and work out a solution with those harmed by their inaction on app-based companies. As I said, I paraphrased, I took a lot out. It's a much longer article, but very interesting from an outsider, from Kevin Morris, who certainly did his research.
And you know what, David? It's a free market. But not for yellow cab drivers. I always bring up the scenario. What about if someone came into town and say, you know what, I want to do Uber horses, and I'm going to add 100,000 Uber horses to Central Park, and thereby collapsing. They have a limited market on the horses in Central Park, so everyone can make a living. If you added 100,000 horses, there's nobody making a living, and this is what's going on in the yellow cab industry. You have a set amount of yellow cabs, and now I add on 100,000 to 150,000 of these apps, app cars, and it collapses the whole business, even right on the Uber side. The drivers are not making money there.
Yeah.
Well, that's where what you missed last week, Johnny, is the owner of this app, Lacus, allowed me to talk all about it. And it's a very interesting concept. And I think it's going to revolutionize the whole yellow taxi industry. If you're a driver, you really have to listen to this. Okay, you can go to Lacus Tech, L-A-C-U-S-T-E-C-H, lacustech.com. It works similar to a Zipcar if you want to rent a Zipcar. You rent Zipcars, Mike, right?
Oh, yeah. I love the Zipcar.
Okay, so now once you're vetted, they have all your information. You get up and you decide, gee, where's the closest cab? I don't feel like traveling an hour and a half to the garage. And lo and behold, there's a cab parked 10 or 15 minutes from your house. You reserve it, you get there. Once you're inside, it starts. Once you're inside the car, you start paying. You don't have to give money up front, and you can work part-time.
So
since Uber says 86% of their drivers, or at one time they said 86% of their drivers were part-time drivers, you only want to work rush hours? You only want to work the time your kid is in child care? Wow. You can drive a yellow cab, and the best part of it is when you're finished working, you can park the car legally anywhere. Anywhere. And that's the end of it.
Dave, who's responsible then for the maintenance of this car?
The owner, the garage, is New York Taxi Group,
right,
is the group associated with Lacus. And they have their algorithms in the car. They know when the cars are due for inspection.
Right.
And well before they're due, the cars are called in to get them ready for inspection and to maintain them.
Right.
Oh boy.
The drivers have nothing to do with the maintenance of the vehicles. So what that does, John, I think, is one important part, because I know some drivers who would travel an hour and a half or more each way to get a cab, and now there's less time spent wasted, so they're making more money, and there's less fatigue. They don't have to wait for a dispatcher to give them a good car or maybe, oh, yeah, just wait another hour. We're fixing one up now. I mean, it's just you go to work and you take it home.
But Dave, also the horror of sitting at some of these garages for hours, particularly the night shift guys, not so much the day shift, but sitting there, and it's not the best of conditions. The garages, they do try with the bathrooms and these bench seats, but you're sitting literally on the bench for 2 to 3 hours waiting for the day driver to come in and roll out for a night shift.
And
so that would end that.
And there was a press release done, which was a little confusing. At New York's NYC Taxi Group, from what I understand, also has a separate program if you want to pay 35% of everything you make. Now, let's face it, if you're making an awful lot of money, it might not be the best thing to do. But how many times on a Monday or a Tuesday have you heard, gee, I hardly made anything today, but I paid for the cab in full?
Right.
If you're making 65% of everything you make on Monday, at least you're coming home with stuff. It's a great thing to take advantage of if you're going to work during the slow times, I think, anyway.
Yeah.
Well, but the other thing the garages used to do, they would hold it over your head. They would say, oh, you want to work the weekends? You got to give me a Monday or a Tuesday night, one of the worst nights of the week. And like you said, you got to pay the full freight on the lease for the Monday and Tuesday in order to drive Friday or Saturday night. So that was always hanging over your head at these garages.
Right. And just jumping back to my little world is that I think the era of saddling a lot of the cabs, I'll say to myself, I'm entering older cabby phase of my life, okay? I'm not a young buck anymore, but I'm an old buck. And I'll tell you, having to come up with basically $200 in gross expenses for the gas, the car, a couple of tips here and there, food, $200 or nothing, I think we really have to start working with some of the different mechanisms that apparently can be done and are now available, thank God. And Dave, this is great information you're giving.
So it's an app.
Yes, it's an app.
L-A-C-U-S, you can get it at the app store.
Right.
Lacus driver. Or you can even call the taxi garage at 718-253-3501. Our phone number here, speaking of numbers, is 800-321-0710. Okay, give us a call. Our lines are open. And our email address, and I'll read your emails on the air, if they're in good taste, is taxihail@aol.com. Scott, you're first on the Taxi Dave Show.
Yes, good evening, Dave, Taxi Dave. You know, 2 days ago, this past Friday, September 15th, marks the 9th anniversary of the meltdown on Wall Street, and everyone has forgotten it. Probably when the 10th one comes around, no one will remember that either. But I remember it because it hit me like a bomb when I was told by my broker that I was swindled out of $190,000 when Lehman Brothers went under. And I use the word swindle because, indeed, I was. It was deliberately, Lehman Brothers was deliberately destroyed by Richard Fell. Does that name ring a bell to you?
Not that I know of.
Well,
he was the CEO. He was a disgraced CEO. And to make a long story short, nine long and brutal years later, I have not received a dime. I never will. And Richard Fuld is a is an evil and greedy.
Remember you. You're the guy that called last week. You're the guy that called last week with the 9/11 conspiracy theories. Is that right?
Hello?
Hello. Yeah,
you called last week.
So that's, it's very sad.
Listen, you know, brother, please, let me tell you. I made a mistake. I made a mistake last week by keeping you on the air and being very nice and very kind to you. If you're going to share your anti-Semitic views, I'm sorry about your personal loss, then just listen very carefully. Get off my show! Okay? Get off my show! Don't call back! I don't want to hear about this Jew, about that country, about anything else. Okay? We're a country of immigrants.
Right.
You understand that?
Does he get the theme of the show, Taxi Dave Show?
Yeah.
I mean, this is not the financial quarterback Taxi Dave.
You know, here's where the number one show on Sunday nights with tens of thousands of listeners, and he figures, oh, great, let me spread some anti-Semitism around here. Not on my show. All right? I was nice once. I'm not nice twice. You pushed my buttons. Got it?
Speaking of pushing buttons, the phone lines are still open. My eardrums are broken, but the phone lines are open. What's the number again, Dave?
800-321-0710. Here's an email from Stephen. The current e-hail system hardly works in the yellow cab business, and the average cab driver is not getting any benefit from it other than frustrations because most of the time people, they are canceling it, or the fare is no longer available, or the driver is on the bridge or behind a loading garbage truck or the school bus with flashing red lights. We need a better e-hail system with the Waze type of navigation system. Okay, thanks a lot for that, Stephen. I do appreciate that.
Dave, if I may just...
But that leads right in to Lacus once again.
Yeah.
You know, it leads right into Lacus.
Absolutely.
And you know, there's people thinking like you also. Taxi Solomon sends in, dear Taxi Dave, between 4 and 7, I drive so many people with their phones in hand waiting for... I drive by so many people with their phones in hand waiting for e-hail taxis. I don't have a fare. Those fares belong to me. Money that belongs to yellow taxi drivers. Uber and other e-hail companies are making so much from these fares, charging whatever they want without guidelines. Deception to the highest level. It's disheartening. I hope one day yellow taxi industry becomes strong again. Taxi Solomon, thank you for that email.
Right, Dave, if I may. I just want to say one thing real quick. If anybody from the Department of Transportation is listening, on the westbound Grand Central, just before the 31st Street exit heading towards the city, and I marked it down, it's WGC034 is the lamppost where this is. There is a 90-pound dead raccoon in the left passing lane that's been there for about 3 days. So while the president of France and the king of Saudi Arabia and all these celebrities and everybody else come into the city, invariably they're all seeing not only have they not cut the 3-foot grass over there, but there is now a 90-pound dead raccoon in the passing lane who's been there for 3 days. And when you get a chance, Department of Transportation, think you could drag that thing away? That's my public announcement for the show.
Roadkill.
Oh, good.
Yum, yum.
Right. Yeah, you're listening to the Taxi Dave Show, and we're doing raccoon sightings on the Grand Central Parkway. Please call in if you happen to see one, and we'll take your phone call, and we'll deal with them.
And kids play there. That's the worst part.
Frank, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show. Okay, Brother Ben, you're next.
Brother Ben.
Bert, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi, David. Good evening. I missed the first 10 minutes of the show tonight, so I don't know if you've mentioned. I sent you an email today, just coincidentally.
Can I read that letter later? Would you mind?
I would like it, Dave, but just, keep after that, I don't. But I just wanted to mention, because, you're promoting this app, Lacus, and it sounds like it has, good potential to help the industry. But I think the biggest problem with the industry is not only that drivers have to travel and they can't do part-time, which, by the way, was always available to this industry. There were many cops, firemen, and teachers that did work for medallions part-time over the years. Now, the biggest problem is, this is a fact, is the wheelchair medallion. It just doesn't make sense to have half the city fleets of medallion be wheelchair accessible, and that's what's killing this industry. Drivers don't want to be drive a wheelchair accessible vehicle. Many of the drivers themselves need wheelchairs. They're so old. All right? And they can't be wheeling up and down the ramp with wheelchairs. They signed on to be taxi drivers, all right? They didn't sign on to drive a wheelchair-accessible vehicle. No matter how much, you know, support and subsidy the city, they wanted drivers. And that's why the medallion industry is losing their drivers to all the app bases, because they don't have them. And if they make the app base have wheelchair vehicles, it's just going to cripple that part of the industry, too. So I don't think that makes sense. But I wrote a, you know, an email to Gail Brewer, who I ran into on the street there today, and she couldn't have been nicer. And one of the first things that you mentioned was that, you know, I do know you. She had the highest praise for you, David. So you can read my email if you like.
When she was a city councilwoman?
She's the Manhattan Borough president now.
That's right. She's Manhattan Borough president.
Yeah,
she took more
that.
Yellow cabs than any other council person.
Yes.
She
you
would take
read my
8
email
to
after,
12
but...
yellow cabs a day.
Really?
Right.
Yeah, really.
Wow.
Anyway, this is what's killing the industry. As soon as a car is due to buy a wheelchair medallion, forget about it. That driver leaves the industry, and that vehicle goes into storage. And that poor driver, who may be an owner driver, who maybe had a medallion, depending on his livelihood for retirement, is somewhere in Florida. And I put this in my email. The city of New York and the taxi commission did more harm in dollars to the taxi industry than Irma did to all the people in Florida, okay? So this is a disgrace. You can read my email. Have a great night, David.
You too. Thanks for calling in, Bert. Appreciate it. Okay, we before we take a break, let's take one more phone call. Noah, who's next? Gabriel, you're live on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hey, Taxi Dave, how's it going? Good all job right. putting that guy Scott in his place.
Thank you very much. He really
nothing to do with taxis.
Buttons.
Right.
Yeah. Nothing to do with taxis.
Or finance.
You know, if I choose not to talk about taxis, that's my prerogative, okay? I'm the host of this show. But if you're going to bash people, let me tell you something. Black, white, Muslim, Jew, Catholic, Chinese, I don't care. Buddhist, Sikh.
Irish.
All right? Well, Irish.
Oh,
well, that's
not that far.
That's different.
But we don't want the Irish.
Greek. I mean,
you got to draw a line somewhere,
a city,
Dave. Please.
You know, the United Nations is in New York City, and the yellow taxi industry. We have our own United Nations. Something like 175 countries, drivers and owners from 175 countries around the world. And the more people who understand that we all come from the same rock, the Bible. You read the Bible, the Quran, you read everything, and most importantly, if it gives you something to believe in, that it's good. All religion is good. All backgrounds are good. Yeah, you have bad apples in every religion, and you have your own opinions on political wars that are going on, okay? Don't directly bash anyone on my show, or I'm going to bash you. So, Gabriel, why'd you call Taxi Dave Show?
I've been following this whole thing with this taxi medallion stuff and the way the city's acting, and I'm kind of speechless at this point. I just don't understand how the city is not owning this yet. You would think it would be beneath the dignity of the city to allow, you know, 30,000 people. You know, you're talking about half the medallion owners that are hardworking. You know, they have families. That these banks are going to go after the medallions that are now selling for $165,000, and then they're going to go after their homes. And, you know, if you read some of these lawsuits, the city's tact is it's cold. It's unfeeling. And I'm just wondering when the city's going to step up and be a little more human here. Because, I'm speechless. That's all.
I agree. I totally agree.
I'm speechless, too.
All right. Gabriel, listen, thank you for listening, and thank you for calling. There's some formula out there. You know, we're number one, and I want you to understand the Nielsen ratings. There's no Nielsen boxes in any yellow cabs and any for-hire vehicles because it messes with all the other electronic equipment in there. So all of these statistics, for us being number one, is from regular listeners, okay, not in the taxi industry. They find it interesting. I hope they find it humorous. And when one person calls, what'd you say?
A little dopey.
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay.
And when one person calls, that represents something like, 8 or 10,000 people or 1,500 people, whatever it is.
Right.
So I do appreciate your calls, and we do have a load of callers, which we will get to when we come back. This is the Taxi Dave Show. Right now we're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Noah, people are on hold during the commercials. Try to get some phone numbers because I have two tickets for Jerry Lee Lewis on September 29th.
Wow.
That I'm going to give away because it's Yom Kippur, and I didn't know that when I bought the tickets. okay. We're here with John McDonough, JFK Mike, Claire.
Yes.
I'm Taxi Dave. Stay tuned for more of the Taxi Dave Show.
If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Are you sick of reality shows that aren't real at all and laugh tracks attempting to disguise the not so funny? Come to the fair. Disenchanted with the day-to-day? Come to the Renaissance Fair. Ready to make some amazing memories with your family, your partner, or your friends? Come to the New York Renaissance Fair. Step into our legendary realm where beautiful items are crafted by hand. Entertainers will surprise and play for you. And our feast of food will delightfully overwhelm you. Spend the day at the fair and know true adventure and excitement. Real people, real food, real fun. Live it up at the New York Renaissance Fair.
The New York Renaissance Fair. Open Saturdays, Sundays, and Labor Day Monday, August 5th through October 1st in Sterling Forest, Tuxedo Park. Buy discount tickets at Walgreens and Duane Reade. Performance schedules and other info at renfair.com. Just two more weekends. Coupons at renfair.com. R-E-N-F-A-I-R.com.
My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You, too, can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand new Wave, which is a wheelchair-accessible vehicle, for only $797.99 a week and no money down. You will earn 50 cents for every trip you take. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 41-25 36th Street in Long Island City, and that is conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. That's 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements.
Purland Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokerages, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury, and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get comparative pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Purland can also help you with personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Purland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at PurlandBrokerage.com. For all your insurance needs, go to PurlandBrokerage.com.
Hey, thanks.
Where to, buddy?
The Taxi Dave Show.
Sit out front, but I take my time. My friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get to sleep tonight.
Welcome back to the Taxi Dave Show. A lot of emails, a lot of callers, recalls, Volkswagen. As we're calling 2017-2018 Audi 3 Cabriolets and A3 Sedans. The engine control unit, ECU software, may misinterpret the flywheel rotation, which will result in an engine stall. That recall begins September 29th. And for the first time, I'm giving a recall on trucks. It's the most popular truck in America. The Ford F-150, F-250, and F-350, they're recalling 2015 through 2017, F-150s and 2017 F-250s and 350s, the left rear seatbelt buckle assembly may inadequately attach to its mounting bracket. That recall is going to start October 16th. So those are the crew cabs. You know, the crew cabs, they're like four-door pickup trucks. That's what they are. Very serious problem. It sounds like nothing. But if your kid's in the back, okay, especially in one of those crew cabs, there's not a lot of room. You need to have the seatbelts working. Recalls brought to you by Taxi Dave. Let's see, emails. Glad you told off that anti-Semitic nut on the show just now. Okay. And why don't you tell people the prices for your advertising? They're actually reasonable, from what I understand, to keep the show on the air. I want to let you know, folks, it cost almost $3,000 for this 1 hour. Okay? $2,750 is what it costs for this 1 hour every week. And I tip my hat to Melrose Credit Union and our other sponsors. Melrose is the main sponsor and pays the freight. The reason I'm mentioning this is we need advertisers. So if I get if I get three advertisers a week who are willing to kick in $1,000 every week, okay, the show stays on the air. If I get 27 medallion owners every week who want to kick in $100, okay, it stays on the air. If there's a large corporation that wants to pay $2,750, because for that $2,750 or for $1,000, $1,000 you get part of them, $2,750 you get all of them. 10 1-minute commercials between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. on WOR.
Wow.
Okay, it could be on any of those shows. Yeah, so
yeah.
So there you go, folks. And if you're interested in advertising, 718-706-TAXI. That's me. Okay.
You also got a print. You got a great print newspaper going. You got everything going on. You get the Taxi Insider newspaper, which will be out, I think, in about a week. The next issue and the new issue's on the street now. If you hurry, you can still get some at your local cabbie watering holes. But for information, advertising in the Taxi Insider newspaper, what number do they call for that, Dave?
718-706-TAXI.
Boom.
718-706-TAXI. Pow. The Police Athletic League, great organization for kids. They're having their superstar dinner. Their host is Tony Danza, and that's Wednesday, September 27th. So just wanted to mention that. A shout-out to Robert Morgenthau, the chairman, and John Katsimatidis, the vice chairman, and for their superstar dinner, September 27th, Wednesday, with Tony Danza hosting it.
Nice.
Okay, we got that. Let's take a couple of calls. Ed, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Yo, hello.
Hi, you're live.
Hey, thanks, man. I got a question about Easy Pass.
What's your question?
It's if you could publish on your website or something, are there any attorneys that handle mediation with MTA or the Thruway Authority? Because those guys, I'm in a real jam, and there's no play with them. Everything has to be like a letter through the mail, and there's no play at all. I unfortunately owe $700 in tolls, and they're charging me $9,600.
Wow.
Is that penalties?
My daughter went over the Tappan Zee Bridge without an Easy Pass 3 months ago. She got a letter last week. She called me frantic. She said, "This is our third letter to you. We're charging you $525 for one toll." She never got letter one. She never got letter two. So it sounds like they're scaring people, and hopefully they're willing to make deals with them. I don't know the letter you got. I don't know exactly what it says, but I'm sure there is a contact number. Now, is there a contact number, or are they telling you just do it by email?
They won't even do it by email. They say you have to send a written letter through the mail.
So send a written letter. I mean, so send the letter. I think, you know, this has to do also with Cuomo doing away with all the toll takers.
Yeah.
There's a lot that has to do with that because a lot of people can't afford to replenish their Easy Passes every month, and a lot of people don't have credit cards. So you drive through, it takes a picture of your license plate, and it's supposed to bill you for that toll. Through personal experience with my daughter, 3 months, I think it was right after the became tollless on the Tappan Zee Bridge. She never received anything, and she got a letter for $525 for one toll going over.
And Dave, would they then not let you register the car or inspect it, too, probably?
Well, the state law is, they say that after 45 days and after, I forget how long it is, but after they reach out to you a certain number of times, they will revoke your driver's license and not re-register your vehicle.
Wow.
So it's kind of like putting a gun to your head.
Man.
Yeah.
Hey, another little thing with the automatic tolls that good old JFK Mike has been the victim and witness of is it's 50-50 when you go through the Midtown Tunnel, and it's a little bit better on the RFK Triborough Bridge of having the toll automatically pop up on your taxi meter when you have a fare into the city. Because if you go through the tunnel, if you don't watch it, you could, what's the word I'm looking for? Stoop yourself out of the $5 or $6 toll if you forget to manually put it in if it doesn't come up automatically. Because that's happened to me a few times, and the passenger leaves and thank you, goodbye, and then all of a sudden, like, oh, man, the automatic thing didn't go on the taxi meter on a flat rate fare from JFK into the city or from LaGuardia into the city. So attention, cabbies, until they get the bugs straightened out of this automatic teller token thing or automatic toll thing, watch your tolls, because when you go through the tunnel, and especially when you go through the Triborough Bridge, man, when you least expect it, the little gremlin will kick in, and there'll be no toll for the passenger to see or to pay. So a little heads up on that.
So these are some of the problems they'll find throughout the country when they do away with toll takers. Clem, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Yes. On the city council, they passed a law saying that any non-medallion vehicle, that, you know, like Uber or car services, that responds to a street hail, the TLC, they have plainclothes officers and male and female. One will hail one of the TC-plated vehicles, and if he responds to a street hail, it's a $2,000 fine, the first offense. The second one's about $5,000. The third one is $10,000. My son-in-law is a cab driver. He told me that, you know, he plays LaGuardia, and it's busy there Monday and Tuesday. Other days, it's not so busy. So he walks around, he talks to people, and I was talking to a guy. He said, you see that guy over there? That guy was a medallion cab driver. Then he went to Uber, and he was complaining that he got a fare like every 3 hours for quite a while. And he, out of desperation, he was in Manhattan, south of 96th Street, and he responded to a street hail. It was a TLC plainclothesman, and he gave the destination, and he took the bait, and out steps a female TLC plainclotheswoman, and the guy got a $2,000 fine, and now he's back driving medallion taxis. I just thought I'd tell you that.
Word to the wise, it's good to see the Taxi and Limousine Commission is out there enforcing it. You know, the new law, which doesn't allow them to impound cars the first time, they've actually have 12 cars impounded right now for people who've done multiple illegal street hails. And those guys are going to get the book thrown at them. They're going to lose their cars, they're going to get $10,000 fines, and they're going to lose their driver's licenses. So thanks a lot, Clem. Do appreciate it. Here's a letter. Yes.
I have a theory about the Tappan Zee Bridge, and I feel that the reason why they are charging so much is to get chatter going, like we have going now on the show. And it's a ploy to make people, to frighten them into, oh, did you hear this news? And understanding for the public that you don't want to screw around with the Tappan Zee Bridge Tunnel blah blah authority.
Or any.
I feel that now that they've built a new bridge, they need a lot of revenue to pay for it. And I think with this new idea about mailing people bills and waiting for them to pay.
Yeah, they're going to name a lamppost after Ed, who called. It's $900.
Bucks. They are going to lose enormous.
Here's an email. The more accessible. Available accessible vehicles are less likely the driver will get a handicapped rider. The vehicle incentive helps with the cost. The debit card extra 50 cents for each fare. The accessible vehicles only have to stay on the medallion for 4 years. Okay, thank you for that. This is from Frank on tolls. JFK Mike, always manually enter the toll. Never be so lazy to depend upon the satellite. That's from Frank. To you.
Frank, just okay. The other thing you got to watch is when I'm not being lazy, I'm also accurate. Is that if you accidentally double bill the customer with the toll, that's the little caveat of manually entering in the toll. Because sometimes the toll even flashes on when you're out of the tunnel, like a block away. So it's trickier than it sounds. And you know, I trust me, I do wear lazy like a badge of honor, though. That's true.
Here's an email. Replace the wheelchair WCA taxi cabs, wheelchair accessibles, with electric and hybrid taxi cabs. 500 wheelchair accessible taxi cabs are enough in the city with state-of-the-art dispatch system. By now, nearly all taxi cabs should be hybrid or electric. On the other hand, there should be more electric taxis than wheelchair cabs to save the environment. Thank you for that. This is the Taxi Dave Show. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. Okay, when we come back, we will take some more of your calls, and I'll read that letter from Bert, and we'll talk about a couple of other items that are still on the list over here. And while we're at it, I just want you to know that... yeah, I said that last week. Yeah, well, the dealer couldn't fix my brakes, so he said he made my horn louder. Okay. Stay tuned for more of the Taxi Dave Show.
Relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
It is time when bold knights and bawdy wenches gather to feast and frolic. It is time when the royal court and naughty courtesans mix and mingle. It is time for the New York Renaissance Fair. Come, shed the weight of today and step into our legendary realm. See swords flashing in the sun, hear the ring of steel, and feel the excitement as knights on horses thunder into the arena. Join in the revelry. Shop exquisite crafts and savor your choice of fine food and drink. Join us in the joyful festivities at the Renaissance Fair. Real people, real food, real fun. Live it up at the New York Renaissance Fair.
The New York Renaissance Fair. Open Saturday, Sundays, and Labor Day Monday, August 5th through October 1st in Sterling Forest, Tuxedo Park. Buy discount tickets at Walgreens and Duane Reade. Performance schedules and other info at renfair.com. Join us at the Masquerade Ball this weekend. Coupons at renfair.com.
My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You, too, can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand-new Wave, which is a wheelchair-accessible vehicle, for only $797.99 a week and no money down. You will earn 50 cents for every trip you take. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 41-25 36th Street in Long Island City, and that is conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. That's 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirement.
Proudly serving the New York transportation industry for over 20 years, Hereford Insurance Company serves the for-hire transportation market with all their insurance needs. Hereford Insurance provides TLC-required commercial auto liability, workers' compensation, theft, collision, and physical damage coverage. Hereford Insurance is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Visit Hereford.com for additional information or call 718-361-9191. 718-361-9191. That's 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance. They move New York.
This is the Taxi Dave Show.
The best show on WOR. It's the only show I listen to.
She said, yeah!
Taxi Dave in the studio. We have John McDonald. done at JFK Mike. Claire and I are broadcasting from a secret location.
Yes.
Are you going to love this, JFK Mike? This is from Tony Nobiloni. If the MTA is broke, then why are Via and Uber ads on the back of MTA buses? Because, as we all know, I mean, that's the end of the email, but as we all know, the more drivers who leave the yellow industry to go to work for Uber and Via, that means that they're getting less of the $80 to $100 million in 50-cent surcharges from the yellow taxi industry. So the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. If they didn't have their heads there on the buses, they'd make more money from us.
I could have said it better myself.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Oh, last thing, Dave, I just know how annoying it can be when I keep interrupting with NYCTaxiNews.com's stuff here. But if you go to NYCTaxiNews.com, it's the little website that could. And Abe, the proprietor of NYCTaxiNews.com, has a wild and woolly story on there about his adventure during the hurricane in Florida when they had to evacuate millions of people. And he had a chance to see how the other half lives. And apparently, there are some cities that are still thriving with taxi business throughout the South. So that's the good news.
Yes, they are.
On NYCTaxiNews.com. And, Dave, you got a great show. You're the number one show. The number one show at this time.
The number one talker.
Number one talker. I'm sorry. I jumped the gun a little. Number one talker. And I just want to say, if anybody wants to put an ad on this show or an ad in the Taxi Insider newspaper, how do they do that?
718-706-TAXI. Here's a letter from Bert. A letter to the Manhattan Borough President, Gail Brewer. To summarize, to be specific, he asked us to consider the following. The New York City medallion industry has had more losses in the past several years than Hurricane Irma inflicted on Florida. There are more than 1,000 medallions in storage because the owners and leasing companies cannot maintain drivers. A large cause of this is that the regulations and laws that require 50% of medallion taxis to be wheelchair accessible by 2020. This is what has crippled the medallion industry more than any app-based vehicle competition. Now there's a proposal for black cars and app-based companies to provide 26% of their vehicles as wheelchair accessible, which will cripple those industries as well. It is common sense and a statistic that there's no need to have so many wheelchair accessible vehicles required in New York City. Time to change an unfair law and crippling law. Taxi drivers sign on to be taxi drivers and the wheelchair laws change their job descriptions just to satisfy people looking to be politically correct towards the wheelchair community who the medallion taxi industry serves for a lifetime without special requirements. The medallion industry can work with black car livery app bases to provide ample wheelchair service to all people. Right now, there are thousands of medallion owners facing bankruptcy and are watching their life savings and retirement go down the drain. I know because I'm one of them. I bought my medallion in 1969 with the money I saved while serving in the military in Vietnam from 1967 to 1968. Shame on a city that has ignored an industry that's allowed diversity for immigrants as well as Native Americans and a chance for the American dream, and also bailed out New York City by agreeing to medallion auctions, which devalue the medallion values but helped New York City when it was in need of relief and aid. I know of at least one person who literally died from all the stress in the medallion industry crisis. Davis, can you talk about my credentials, but please work with David for blah, 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 blah. Okay. So that was the letter from Bert to Manhattan Borough President Gail Brewer.
Wow, powerful.
Okay,
yes.
And it was nice that I haven't seen Gail in a little while, but we used to speak on a regular basis when she was a city council person. Okay. Brother Ben, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi, good evening. I want to do this to say happy belated birthday to our mother and a happy Rosh Hashanah to all our Jewish friends.
There you go.
Yeah, you know what? That's right. Wednesday night is the first night of Rosh Hashanah, Jewish holiday, or as some people say it who work for a living, Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah.
Yes, that's right.
That's how the goys remember it.
Okay. That's Jewish funny. New Year.
And you might have heard something about, you know, all these flooded cars in the South, by the way, whether it's Texas, whether it's Florida. Biggest scam is some people buy them up here, track the trail to them all the way up here, and make them look like regular cars. They buy them for pennies on the dollar, and what they'll do is they'll clean them out, dry them off. You know, so if you're buying a used car in the future, and you open the trunk and you smell something musty, or you look in the glove compartment and you see something that looks like there was water in there, because sometimes they forget to clean the glove compartment, you will know that car was underwater, and this is salt water. If you got to get the car on the lift, look underneath. If there's a lot of white salt, guess what? Don't buy the car, okay? Because salt kills.
Is that the only way to tell, though?
I don't know. Please update the website to hear the missed shows from Tommy. Yeah, there were some missed shows. Okay. John, you came in at Terminal 5 at JFK?
No, you know what it was? My sister came in. She's retired NYPD. She used to work out of the 103 in Jamaica, but she was describing trying to get a yellow cab there. It starts out like the Bataan Death March going through Terminal 5. If you were in Dunkirk in World War II, you could have evacuated out of Terminal 5 quicker. But you have to walk about a mile through Terminal 5 and then get to these elevators that you have to wait on to get down and then to wait online for a yellow cab. And yet people who were doing Uber would go right outside, whether it was the arrival or the departure, doesn't matter. They can tell the driver, meet me at the arrivals, and they go right out and get a cab. We have to change the business prospect of what's going on in the yellow cab business. And Terminal 5 is killing. That's a major hub at JFK. And the way they're treating people to get a yellow cab is ridiculous.
Hear that, dispatches, Port Authority? See if you can help out a little bit with that. Okay, we need to. Just to let you know, there is a hearing at the TLC. It's not at the TLC. It's at the Downtown Marriott. It's September 25th at 10 in the morning. And I'll talk about it more next week. They're not requiring the FHVs to become 25 or 26% accessible. It's not a vehicle mandate. It's a ride mandate. 25% of their fares, any fares, have to be picked up by wheelchair-accessible vehicles. We'll get more into that. John, Mike, Claire, thank you so much. All the callers, all the listeners, thank you for making us the number one talker. And I just heard we have 10 seconds left, so I got to go now. Get me out of this secret location and get me back home.